The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello, hello, anybody home? Well, get out your suitcases. We're leaving for New York tomorrow.
Leaving for New York?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I thought we were going to Boston. I thought we were leaving Friday.
Well, I talked to the boss today, and he wants me to stop in New York and see Mr. Harris at the head office there.
Yeah.
And then he wants me to see somebody in Boston.
Uh-huh.
So this will be a combined business and pleasure trip.
Well, but dear Betsy doesn't have her vacation until next week. I'll have to take her out of school.
Well, that's all right. Call Miss Banks and explain to her, honey. After all, it will be a very educational trip. I mean, she'll see New York and all the historic sites in Boston.
Oh, well, yes, but gee, my goodness, I don't like taking her out of school.
Look, she'll get more out of this trip than she could get in 4 days at school. Now, look here, I stopped by the travel bureau today. Wait. Yeah, here, picked up some pamphlets on Boston. You know, look, Betsy will see Paul Revere's house and the Old North Church and...
What's the Old North Church?
What's the Old North Church?
I guess I shouldn't know, but I...
He said to his friends that the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the Old North Church as a signal light. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be.
Oh, yes, yes.
Ready
yes,
to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folks to be up and to arm.
Oh, yes, my goodness, I remember all that.
Oh, honey, I loved American history, and I want Betsy to know all about it, too. The old Ironsides were both conquered in Lexington.
Oh, I see. Louisa May Alcott's house is at Concord. I want to see that.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
All right. What are you about? We're leaving on our trip tomorrow, Aunt Effie.
That's right, that's right. So you girls pack your duds and get everything ready because I want to start bright and early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't see how we can be ready on such short notice.
Oh, goodness, I don't either.
Look, if you want to go, start packing.
Dresses are you taking?
Well, I'm wearing my suit in the car. Then I thought I'd take my blue silk.
Yeah. Are you wearing your good suit? Yeah, I'd be all wrinkled. I'm not going to wear a suit. I thought I'd wear that navy blue jersey.
Well, I won't wear too much soap. I thought I'd be going home before we left for Boston, and I planned to bring back some other things.
Yeah. Why don't you wear that pink cotton dress in the car?
Well,
it won't matter if it does get wrinkled. When you get to the hotel, you can wear your coat over, you know, so it doesn't show.
Well, that's an idea, but I think it needs pressing.
No, I wouldn't bother. It'll get even more wrinkled traveling, you know.
No, I'll go press it. I like to start out first.
Well, leave the ironing board up, then. I'll probably have to press some things, too. Oh, the traveling iron. I nearly forgot that.
Oh, here we are. Here we are. Okay, is this the suitcase you wanted?
Well, that's the only one I have that's big enough. Oh, look at it.
Darling, it's all right.
That is what I want for Christmas.
Christmas?
You're always saying, give you some hints of what I'd like. Well, there's a very good one. I'd like some decent luggage.
Darling, you won't need it. It's going to take us so long to pay for the new house, we won't be able to afford any more trips for a long time.
You didn't bring down the plaid hat box near the brown suitcase, so.
What do you want those for? For Peter? Look at this room. You're not taking all this stuff.
Now, please, dear, just get out of the way, will you,
darling? You're not taking all this stuff.
I don't know what I'm taking yet. But I'm taking the things on the bed, yes.
Why? We're only going a week and a half. Just once, can't we go somewhere without you taking everything you own?
Get out of the way, Jim. Weather is warm. I've got to take some cotton things. I can't wash and iron, and how long does a cotton dress look nice when you travel? One day. That's all about it. One day. I've got to take a suit in case it gets cold.
So it's not going to get cold, darling. This is May.
Yeah, well, sometimes there has been snow in June. Taking a suit, a wool suit, than I thought I'd take. My blue suit. And that little two-piece silk print.
Oh, but...
What do you care, dear? We have plenty of room in the luggage compartment.
I don't know why, when a woman goes somewhere, she has to take down many clothes. I mean, it's a nuisance.
Well, it isn't the clothes. It's what goes with them. I have to take navy blue accessories for my blue suit. Then I've got to take black accessories for my print. And accessories mean shoes and hats and gloves and purse. You think I should take this bathrobe?
No.
So nice and warm in case the hotel rooms are cold.
Darn, that big bulky thing. Take that tailored jersey one, you know. What about that negligee I gave you for Christmas one year, you know, that you never wear?
Oh, yes. I've been saving that for special occasion. Oh, dear, bedroom slippers. I always have so many shoes to pack, and they take up so much room. Why don't we take that canvas bag and just put shoes in it?
I don't know why I just don't bring down the wardrobe trunk and have it lashed onto the car. Maybe buy a trailer.
Where am I going to pack all these hats so they aren't crushed?
Honey, now listen. Just stop. Now stop flying around a second, will you? And listen.
Well, go ahead and talk to me. I can hear. I just got so much to do.
All right, now just calm down. Now, look, just once, honey. Why don't you take one, listen now, one lightweight suit, one heavier suit in case it's cold. Take a dress to wear in the car, one that doesn't wrinkle. Maybe one other dress to put on for dinners at night. Now, that is all you'll need. Now, honey, isn't it, really?
Yes. Yes, I suppose. And I always come back from a trip with a lot of things that haven't even been taken out of the suitcase.
Yeah, no, honey, that's what I mean. You don't need to take everything you own. We're going different places. We'll be seeing different people. I mean, you can wear the same thing.
I know it. Sure. Yeah, I know, you're right. I always say I'm going to travel lightly, but I just can't do it, dear. I just can't. The only times in my life when I haven't taken a certain something, that was the very time I needed it and wished I had it. So now it makes me nervous if I don't pack plenty of clothes.
Well, it's such a nuisance, darling.
I know it, and I know it annoys you. But I guess it's just the peculiar way I am, and I'd appreciate if you just try to put up with my silly quirks. Would you, please, huh?
Yes, okay, darling.
You dinner,
dear. Oh, dinner. Heavens, I thought about this. Yes, would you, Aunt Effie? And listen, if you see Betsy playing outside, would you call her in? Mm-hmm. Then I got a pack for her, too, you know.
Oh, did you call Miss Banks at the school and tell her we were taking Betsy out for
the week? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And she said it was perfectly all right. She thought the trip would be very educational.
She did? Oh, well, what did I tell you?
I know,
I can't wait to show Betsy all those places in Boston. She got a good kick out of it. Yeah. She'll really learn more about American history from seeing these places and hearing them explained, you know?
Yes, Well, now, you must remember, dear, Betsy isn't 7 yet.
Yes, I know.
You mustn't expect too much of her.
I don't expect anything of her, darling, except that she listens, that's
all. Yes, well, that's sort of what I mean. You just can't cram history into somebody, you know.
I don't intend to cram it into her, honey. I'm going to make it very interesting. For example, it says here that tour number three, we get to see Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's home. Mm. Now, that's something she should see, too.
Yes, where's my pink blouse?
And the way to make that interesting to her is to teach her his poetry.
Uh-huh.
Under a spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man, is he, with large and sinewy hands. What comes next?
I don't know. Where's my gray
shoe? You want me, Mommy?
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, cutie pie. Honey, how would you like to take a trip?
Oh, yeah.
Where's my gray shoe?
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to drive to New York and then on to Boston, where you're going to see a lot of historic places. Daddy's going to show you some really interesting things you'll remember all your life, because that's where the American Revolution started. When the Minutemen, you've heard of the Minutemen, gathered on the green at Lexington and the shot was fired, it was heard round the world. And coming back, we haven't gone yet. She says, now, will you listen to Daddy? I'm trying
to... my great suit. Aunt Effie?
Will we be back by Saturday?
No, darling, we won't be back by this Saturday. Now, listen to Daddy, because I want to give you a little of the background before we get there.
But I have to be back by Saturday. That one thing you're missing is having a birthday party.
Well, that's just too bad, darling.
But have you seen my gray suit?
Oh, dear, your gray suit. Why, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Jimmy Mitchell's birthday party.
I don't understand. There's anywhere in the closet here.
Mommy!
Yeah.
Look, you can always go to a birthday party, darling. You can't always go to Boston.
I don't want to go to Boston. I'd rather go to the party.
Did you send your suit to the dry cleaners?
Oh, yes, that is what I did.
We're having a birthday party.
Oh, well, that's nice. Here, I sent it to the cleaners. What time is it? Are they closed yet, Paul?
Well, they're open now. Anyhow, it's closed.
Oh, darling, you'll have to drive down there. If you hurry, you can just make it. I'll call and say you're on your way, will you? Hi, darling, will you get going?
Get going where?
To the dry cleaners and get my gray suit. I have to have it.
For the love of my God.
I don't want to go to Boston.
You've got plenty of clothes right here to take.
I don't want to go to Boston.
Well, you are going to Boston.
What's the matter?
Jimmy Mitchell's having a birthday party. Saturday.
Honestly, I planned a trip for you. Think you'd be thrilled to pieces, but no.
Will you please drive down to the dry cleaners? I have to have my gray suit.
It'll be closed by the time I get there.
I'll call them.
Well, I know what'll happen. They won't be able to find it. Everybody in the shop will have gone home.
Well, if you want your tweed sports coat for the trip, you'd better get down there because I sent that too.
Oh, you...
You told me to.
This happens every time we take a trip. Yeah. Every time.
Oh, I want to go to Boston.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. 6 times a week on most of these same stations, Amos and Andy and their friends and the Robert Q. Lewis gang make positive contributions to the general welfare. They contribute bright songs. They contribute bright humor. To these, they add friendly companionship, too. At the Amos and Andy Music Hall, the Kingfish always has some wild scheme going when the music is not. Celebrities drop by to enjoy the informality and the fun. And you'll enjoy them, too, every time this lighthearted feature comes your way on CBS Radio. And on the Robert Q. Lewis Show, humor has free reign. Bob and the gang satirize anything and everything that comes to mind. Judy Dunson, Richard Hayes, and often Bob himself sing the songs. Ray Block's orchestra provides the musical background. Join Robert Q. Lewis and the gang on CBS Radio every weeknight and Saturdays in the daytime, too.
Closed? What do you mean it was closed?
I mean it was closed. I pounded on the door and nobody answered.
I called down there, dear, and some girl answered and she said somebody would be there.
Well, nobody was there. I'm telling you. Finally, I walked around and back. Some guy walked out, but he couldn't help me. He said I could either call the fellow who owned the place tonight. Maybe he'd come down and let me in so I could find our clothes. Or else I should call a Miss Murgatroyd or something in the morning at 8 o'clock. Plus, I wanted to start at 6
o'clock.
Well,
we won't get started by 6 anyway. You know that. And we can stop at the dry cleaners on our way out of town.
Oh, yeah, all right, I suppose. Where's Betsy? I want to talk to her.
Oh, she's all right. She wants to go now.
Oh, she does?
Uh-huh.
Good. You know, the way she acted.
No. She's all excited now, dear.
That's wonderful. Honey, did you explain about the American Revolution and Paul Revere's ride?
No, dear. I told her we'd be staying in a hotel room and riding up and down on elevators, and she can hardly wait. There's no sense looking like that. You must remember she's very young to be terribly interested yet in the American Revolution.
Well, she is going to learn something about it anyhow. Betsy. Betsy.
Hi, I'm packing.
Yeah, well, that's fine, darling.
Now, let's finish your packing before dinner, Betsy.
I'm going to take my blue dress and my pink for the sweater and my plaid jumper.
Yeah, all right, you're fine.
Huh? I think I'll wear my yellow in the car.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll need my pink party dress to dress up in.
Yeah.
And I want to take my red and my navy blue too.
Yeah.
I need another suitcase, Mommy.
You don't need all that stuff.
I do too, Daddy. And my red shoes and my Mary Jane and my sandals.
Yes, sure, you'll need that for shoes. Now, don't forget your raincoat and your bathrobe, too.
I've got to pack Peggy's clothes, too.
All right, dear. Where's your doll suitcase?
Right here. But it isn't big enough. Because we have so many clothes.
Daddy, go up in the attic and bring down that big brown suitcase. I think that's
big brown suitcase.
Yes, it's right in the corner.
Look, we are not going on an African safari for 6 months. We'll be going exactly a week and a half. Look, she does not need to take all this stuff.
What do I do, Daddy?
Well, I'm afraid she's just like me.
No, I just can't get this pair of shoes in the suitcase without matching all my clothes. There just isn't room.
Well, it's settled. We'll take an extra bag just for shoes.
Isn't it exciting, Daddy?
I don't know. I'm beginning to see what I'm in for. Now, look. Nevertheless, I want one thing clear, everybody. I want you all in the car, ready to go tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock sharp.
Oh, we'll be ready. Don't worry,
she says. Boy, this is going to be some trip.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.